to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers.com. His overview of the hot hits, the Talkers charts for the week of June 18th to the 22nd, 2012. We'll go through the top 10 stories, the topics, if you will, and then the people that are making it, people that we're talking about in this format. Michael likes to do this. There's always something in here that we can kind of glom onto. And so I'll see if I can, what my job here is like with a top, you spin it and let it go. So, Michael?
All right, and I would hope that in the hottest topics of the week, there's something we can talk about, because this really does cover the spectrum of what's going on News Talk Radio, and this is just the top of the pack. I mean, people say, how come so-and-so is not on the chart there? Well, there's a lot more to what people talk about than just the top 10 stories, but here are the top 10. Number 10, across the world of sports, the NBA Finals. This week came to an end with the Miami Heat winning the championship of the National Basketball Association and all kinds of opinions and emotional responses to that. Major League Baseball action, of course, cooking away, and it'll be doing that all the way through the fall. Speaking of Major League Baseball action, Roger Clemens' acquittal was number 9. At number 8, George Zimmerman troubles, and that's tied with the Sanford police chief being fired. At number 7, the death of Rodney King. At number 6, the Supreme Court's indecency ruling. Number 5, the DREAM Act. Number 4, Eurozone debt crisis tied with the global financial markets. At number 3, we have the G20 summit tied with the Russia-Syria connection. At number 2, the 2012 presidential race. And at number 1, we have the Fast and Furious case tied with the concept of executive privilege. Among the people being talked about, number 10, LeBron James and Roger Clemens tied for 10. George Zimmerman at 9, Rodney King at 8, Bashar al-Assad at 7, Vladimir Putin at 6. Number 5 is Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Daryl Issa. Number 3, Mitt Romney. Number 2, Eric Holder. And number 1, Barack Obama. A lot of interesting words there, huh?
Well, I'm looking at the Sports Talk Radio. One of the things that's happening, and we made mention of this a couple of times, our report to people every weekend is about the News Talk Radio business and what goes on there. And once in a while, as you indicate on the list, there are sports stories that bleed into what is a general interest, so-called political, if you will, issue-oriented News Talk Radio. The Roger Clemens deal, to me, is the same as the John Edwards thing and is tied to the Holder thing because it's ridiculous waste of unbelievable amounts of taxpayer money, and that tied to the Supreme Court indecency ruling. Maybe you'd like to talk about the FCC for a minute, Michael, and how it is, both on radio and television, that these sorts of things are completely immeasurable, i.e. what is obscenity, what's indecency, and how these things get no place, and how much the taxpayer is spending for all of these things to fight with other people that are being funded by more taxpayer money.
Well, you just said it, so I agree.
Next!
It's very, we could spend the next 2 hours going through the intricacies of this current Supreme Court ruling on FCC indecency authority. The Supreme Court ruled on due process. Mm-hmm. You can't fine somebody for something that wasn't against the law when it happened. Yeah. And some of those issues that happened that they were fining Fox and ABC or some of the major broadcasters for fleeting acts of indecency during live broadcasts, like rock stars using dirty words or people's...
Right, like they never do that in their concerts.
Right, right. Or people's private parts falling out.
That never happens in real life.
Right, wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. That you have to have at least some kind of a law that states what it's about before you go fining people. But in terms of the actual definition of indecency, the Supreme Court is leaving that to the FCC, suggesting to them that unless they absolutely define the parameters of what people can say and do on the radio and television, they can't basically go and levy fines and prosecute unless they're upfront clearly about what the law is. So basically not much has changed with this Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. All right, let's talk a little bit about sports talk radio itself. Again, maybe a category. You and I have talked over the years about doing a separate countdown show for sports talk radio and maybe one for so-called business talk radio. This week, an announcement was made creating yet another radio sports network. There's an NBC sports network. There's ESPN. Now there's CBS. So where does all this go? Is there a point at which there's saturation, or do you think this thing is a giant monster of talk potential?
I think both. I think that it's a giant monster. It's still growing, and it will reach a saturation point, and then it'll contract. But right now, you've got all the big companies and a number of small ones rushing into the bonanza of interest in professional and amateur sports in America.
Mm-hmm.
And sports is huge business, and sports talk radio is one of the areas that's showing constant growth. It's also one of the best areas in terms of actual talent and art. Sports talk radio is very good. And
you like it. I know you like it yourself.
Yeah, I find some of the best radio to be sports talk radio, where you hear fresh, local, original personalities, where you hear a dynamic relationship between the callers and the hosts, where there's argument, but it's not nobody's demonized.
Yeah, right.
When people are arguing, the Miami Heat deserve the admiration of the country or still deserve to be hated. It's not on that level of life and death and demonization.
Yeah, it's not this fluke and that other stuff that we've heard so much about. Yeah, that's why it's getting more acceptance. All right, so that's the story on Sports Talk Radio. In a moment, email to Michael. Next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. The recently released Consumer Confidence Report on Drinking Water Safety and Quality provides information on your water supply. Rick Andrew with NSF International explains.
Consumer confidence reports are issued annually before July 1st and provide detailed information on the source, quality, and treatment of your drinking water. They're distributed through local water utilities and can help you make informed decisions about your water quality needs.
NSF is a global public health and safety organization that develops nationally recognized standards for drinking water related products and certifies products to those standards. Andrew adds,
although we don't make product recommendations, we have a free list of tested and certified products online. NSF has a professional who can answer your questions on water quality and water filters if you choose to treat your water.
For tips on improving the quality of your tap water, visit nsf.org or call 888-99-SAFER.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison from Talkers.com. An email from a lady who wanted to know how it was that you selected the topics. And when she was interested, she went through it. She sent four paragraphs, pretty interesting stuff about ideology. This is more of a question. She needs instruction. She doesn't understand why there is, when the makeup of the country is 32% Democrat, 24% Republican, 38% Independent, how it is that not just talkers, but radio, talk radio in general, comes up with a selection of reflecting on the issues, a selection of how the selection of more conservative, I think that's what she's saying, the right wing, she refers to right wing extreme programs that dominate when the political reality is different. And I think this is a fascinating question, actually. She asked about NPR and yada, yada. So why doesn't News Talk Radio reflect the electorate?
How long do I have to answer it?
About 3 minutes.
Because we're talking about radio programming, and we're not talking about preaching to a choir. This is not church membership.
Right.
We're talking about programming. We're talking about talent. We're talking about niches. And we're talking about very small niches being number one, not large masses. There is not a direct correlation between how people vote and what parties they're members of to how people listen to entertainment on the radio. That is the simplest answer I can give to a very complex question.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that when you have niche media like talk radio targeting specific demographic and what we used to call psychographic niches, you can't just say all liberals are the same.
No.
And the truth of the matter is that conservatives are a much more targetable audience for radio purposes than that broad spectrum of types of people that would vote Democratic
or
liberal.
Why is that, do you think?
Why is that?
Yeah.
It's self-evident. You have people do not necessarily listen to the radio based on how they vote.
Mm-hmm.
You have urban communities.
It's about entertainment, then. Is that what you're saying?
It's about entertainment, and it's also about the niches are not broken down by political interest. That's the point. The point is that not everybody that votes Democratic would listen to the same radio
show. Ah, but yet if you listen to some of the popular news media, they think all of talk radio is this right-wing cabal.
It's not.
Of course it isn't.
That's the whole point. It's very hard for me to answer a question that's based upon faulty premises.
Mm. Well, and she's just wondering if everything is broken down the way it is, why there aren't people interested, I think.
There are people interested. There's all kinds of stuff out there on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and it serves many, many people. It's just that this little sliver of the pie that we call news talk radio has some very big conservative stars, and conservatives tend to be easier to target in political discussion than liberals because there is a wider variety of kinds of people
mm-hmm.
that call themselves liberals than that call themselves conservatives.
And the 24% of Republicans don't all necessarily come from the right wing of the party any more than the 32% of Democrats come from the
and, people, and on top of it, people don't necessarily listen to radio based on who they agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Some people listen to the radio to disagree.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how would so many people know they don't like Rush Limbaugh? How come so many people would never listen to Howard Stern because he's terrible?
Right. Yeah.
How do you know he's terrible?
Uh-huh.
The measurement of radio listening is an imprecise art and borderlines on the mysterious.
It is. But that's what makes it sort of interesting, because you like to have a little mystery. You want to know what's coming next or not. All right, Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. You've got to check out their website. Every day there are the headlines from the world of News Talk Radio. If you dig it, you need to go there. Talkers.com. Michael Harrison here on The Countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing with Micah Levine, the founder of Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, one of the foremost experts in PR in our country. He has interesting overviews. He has insight into some of the things that we talk about here on the Countdown, issues and people. He has a great website, lcoonline.com, but what I like is the LBN eLert, which celebrated its 10th anniversary recently in Los Angeles. It's a way for you to get news from pretty much every perspective you could imagine. You should just check it out, LBN Alert, LBN eLert. I should spell it out, LBNeLert.com. So, Michael, this week, John Edwards and Roger Clemens breathing easier. Do they have to do anything to rehab their images, or is the fact they were both acquitted enough for them to go on their way and not have to worry anymore about what people think about them?
Well, let's acknowledge that they're not breathing easier. They're breathing significantly easier.
Yeah, right.
Particularly Mr. Edwards.
Yeah.
I think the question becomes, now that they won in the legal court, do they want to retry the case in the court of public opinion? I think overwhelmingly they don't. I don't think there's a sane person on the planet that would suggest to John Edwards that it would be a good idea to go out and retry this case in the court of public opinion.
Especially given, this is another wild card here, the fact that this woman that he's with, I never can pronounce, is it Rial Hunter, has a book in which she describes her sexual encounters with him down to the nth detail. I mean, who wants to know about him? And I don't. I suppose some people think it's salacious, like reading the Gray book there. What's the book that everybody's talking about?
50 Shades of Gray?
Yeah. All right. So maybe this is a 50 Shades of Gray in reality. I mean, all I did was when I saw some of the stuff in the book, it went, yuck.
Right. Well, reviews have been 50 Shades of Gross. So,
right. I saw that, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I think that these two people better take their victory and run like thieves because the last
and disappear.
Well, at least as it relates to the public retrying of the case, sure.
Yeah, right. All right. Speaking of trying of cases, the Supreme Court has ruled rather decisively about indecency and obscenity and fines that are levied by the federal government against private broadcasters. These things go through the courts all the time. The FCC always loses. The taxpayer always loses. In this circumstance, the public sort of wins because it gets to choose what it wants to see. But the other side of it is it loses because we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars, going to court to fight ourselves. And one wonders, at the end of the day, how does the FCC, justify itself?
Well, not easily in terms of how much money this is all costing. I think you're making a very good point, Doug, which is that the taxpayer is on the hook no matter what happens. Win, lose, or draw, the taxpayer is paying. The meter's on. And in a time of economic upheaval, to put it mildly, it's unfathomable that this kind of reckless waste of taxpayer money can go on and on and on and on and on, as if these are flush times.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard to reconcile.
Well, it's irresponsible as much as anything else.
We've long passed irresponsibility.
Yeah. So the Supreme Court felt the ire of the public with the case a couple of years ago that opened up the floodgates for money from the private sector, businesses, et cetera, et cetera. Did they enhance their ruling, their PR image with rulings like this, and the expectation in a week or so they're going to rule against Obamacare?
Well, look, that's the big question. What happens next week is the big question, because if Obamacare is ruled against, it creates a feeling, a kind of conversation in the election that Obama's a loser, that his ideas were not legal, that he took this nation on a very long, very expensive, very time-consuming journey at exactly the time in which the nation needed to focus on the economy and jobs. If the healthcare law is ruled against, it is going to create a tremendous sub-conversation that's going to be very difficult to overcome in a national election.
Yep. All right, well, we'll hold that thought and see what happens when it actually comes down. Michael Levine from LCO Online and the LBN eLert. Check that out, lbnelert.com.
Talk radio countdown.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. Has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
From coast to coast, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CatPinkSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So the story of Eric Holder continues as a big item of interest with some of the political news talk, a lot of them actually, that's why we're focused on it, around the country. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, hot hits in talk radio as established or determined by the folks that produce this program, and also talkers.com, giving an ear to the radio, and also to some of the other new media elements. And so we've come up with a lot of callers who want to talk about Eric Holder. Let's get at it. 800-510-8255. We start this half hour with Wanda in Ohio. Doesn't like all this attention toward Eric Holder.
It's like they're trying to hold up Eric to keep him from doing his job with the country of voting rights and all of this stuff. Because that's what they bring up all the time. And this is the way Republicans do stuff, to hold stuff up over the Democrats' head. Like Maxine Waters and everybody you see that they pulling up for a committee. What wrong are they doing when they won't have an investigation on the things that they're doing? That's what we need to see, is two is Democrats and Republicans up there. So are they breaking the law in some kind of way so we can see the things that they've done? Because where we are today is because of them, and I don't see them having a hearing on what was done. So leave Eric Holder alone and stop trying to do your bully pulpit and bullying that they do all the time. They're trying to hold something over his head so they can get their way when it comes time to vote, because he's standing in the middle of the wrongdoing that they're trying to do.
Isn't that amazing how people get certain ideas about things by listening to whomever, whatever? I'm not saying that the lady is wrong. It's interesting. 800-510-8255. We'll leave that conversation as it was and move over to Sherry in California, who doesn't also, kind of in the same vein as the last caller, I think. Sherry, what do you think?
The way I look at it, they should file contempt charges against Bush and the Republicans, because they're the one that started Fast and Furious, and they knew about it. And Holden is the one that stopped it. And Issa should be ashamed of himself. and the Republicans. They are making a joke of themselves, and everybody knows it. This is ridiculous, and people are getting tired of this crap. It is really a joke what they're doing to this country, and yeah, it's going to come around because people are watching this. They're not dumb anymore, and I can't believe that they're doing this. And Holden is holding up good. And I'm proud. He should. They should leave him alone and start filing charges against themselves for all the things they've done. The war, taking money from children and old people. It's a joke. I mean, this is ridiculous.
All right, hearing a little more of the same, 800-510-8255. So if you don't know the whole story, let me bring you up to date. This is the first time, by the way, the president has invoked executive, this is since he took office anyway, this is President Obama specifically, invoking executive privilege to justify withholding Justice Department documents relating to the Operation Fast gun smuggling investigation. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee is looking for this stuff. The operation was supposed to track the guns from the U.S. to Mexico, the drug cartels getting their guns from Americans, but many went missing. Two were found at the scene of a Border Patrol agent's murder. Republicans have accused Eric Holder of misleading Congress as to what he knows about the operation. So the committee voted 23-17 to hold Holder in contempt. The votes were divided, as usual, the Republicans voting for contempt. Democrats voted against it. What a... this is... You know, I have a basic question. And maybe you'll reflect on this in part when you call or think to call 800-510-8255. The question about what America has become. The land of the double standard. If you lie to Congress, it's a felony, and if Congress lies back to us, it's politics. If you dislike somebody of color, you're a racist. And the other way around, however, it doesn't seem to hold. There's a double standard. I think that's what I'm speaking about. And I think that there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. Are you willing to tackle the tough questions? Is it all about the Republicans? Yeah, this time around, maybe it is. Democrats do the same. Why does this system, why do we think this system works? Because it doesn't appear to work anymore to me and lots of other observers. Does it not work? And if it doesn't work, then what do we do about fixing it? 800-510-8255. Linda is in, is it Russellburg, Virginia?
It's Russburg.
Russburg, yes, ma'am. You're on the countdown. Hi.
Good morning. I was just calling, you know, I've heard several people state that Fast and Furious began under Bush. Fast and Furious didn't begin until 2009, months after Bush left office. And if it had begun under Bush and Bush was responsible, I'm sure they'd have no problem releasing those documents.
So under the circumstances, not releasing the documents indicates that he's guilty to the average person. Otherwise, why wouldn't they release him? What are they holding up? What are they hiding?
Well, if you don't have anything to hide, why not show them? And my contention is, if it were Bush's fault, trust me, they'd lay those documents out for the world to see.
All right, ma'am, thank you. 800-510-8255. Congressional panel voting to charge Mr. Holder with contempt. And so where do we go from here? Is this a side show for the political season we're in, running the next, the interference here for the election process? Keith in New York thinks the contempt of Congress vote is political.
This is a purely political gamesmanship of the part of the Republicans because, when they had Jamie Dimon on Capitol Hill, they practically, genuflected and kissed his you-know-what. So, they're a bunch of frauds. They're all about trying to disrupt Holder's, investigation of their voter suppression in Florida. They're trying to distract from that because they don't want Democratic voters or people who tend to vote Democrats to be able to vote.
800-510-8255. Walter, what say you?
I say, if they have the documents, release them, because they was a border agent murdered. And I think, you know, a life is there. You know, family is distraught about it. And they need to come up with the documents and do the right thing, because a border agent got murdered.
All right, 800-510-8255. Congressman Daryl Issa on the mind of Carol, who's listening in Joliet, Illinois, WJOL.
Remember when Daryl Issa took over the committee in 2010? He said he wanted one hearing per week for 40 weeks on President Obama and his administration. Now, this mess of the guns was started under the Bush administration, and it was written by Mukasey, who was head of Bush's, who was the attorney general at the time. The Democrats have asked Issa to call Mukasey and have him testify about the program, and of course Mr. Issa refuses to call them because he does not even want to talk about Bush's involvement. I heard Cornyn, I think it was, when he was trying to chastise Holder, talking about how he's impeding the voter suppression laws when he was, and that's just what they want to do. They want to shut this attorney general down so he cannot investigate what they're doing in their voter suppression rules that they're passing all over the country. They want to shut him down. They have gone after Van Jones. They've gone after Shirley Sherrod. They're going after Eric Holder. And they've always gone after President Obama.
800-510-8255. So what's this tool, the executive privilege tool, involving treaties, sometimes treason, allegations of political cover-up, extramarital sex, energy panels, U.S. attorneys? Executive privilege is a legal and political tool that has been used a lot. Do you think that it is appropriate, or should it be eliminated? 800-510-8255. Let's hear from Dan in Cross Plains, Texas, listening now to the countdown on Eric Holder. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Well, yes. I believe that the president is involved, and I think he was the instigator into this Fast and Furious program to try to take away the guns for the people that are gun freaks. And he is now having it traced back to him, and with all these documents that the ISIS crew is asking for, and as a result will implicate him as well. Also, on this allowing the illegals to stay in this country, I believe that is a slap in the face to the Supreme Court. I think he knows, through whatever necessary means he might know, that the Supreme Court is going to uphold the Arizona law, and this is just a way to say, yeah, well, this is what for you, the kind of routine to the Supreme Court, saying, take that.
All right, sir. Got it. 800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown Show, and more of your calls in a matter of moments here. Stand by.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may feel it. But if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. The recently released Consumer Confidence Report on Drinking Water Safety and Quality provides information on your water supply. Rick Andrew with NSF International explains.
Consumer Confidence Reports are issued annually before July 1st and provide detailed information on the source, quality, and treatment of your drinking water. They're distributed through local water utilities and can help you make informed decisions about your water quality needs.
NSF is a global public health and safety organization that develops nationally recognized standards for drinking water related products and certifies products to those standards. Andrew adds,
although we don't make product recommendations, we have a free list of tested and certified products online. NSF has a professional who can answer your questions on water quality and water filters if you choose to treat your water.
For tips on improving the quality of your tap water, visit nsf.org or call 888-99-SAFER.
4th of July travel is just around the corner. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Also, buy three Bridgestone WeatherForce Plus tires and get one free. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, M628. Shop these and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Interested in Eric Holder? Interested in President Obama? Interested in who started Fast and Furious? That's what we're talking about here in the main. Roger, listening to KUGN in Eugene. Yes, sir.
Well, I heard that that thing was planned under the Bush administration. It was on TV in 2006. The initial planning was under George W. Bush's administration, but this isn't anything new. Do you realize that we had American troops over in Russia fighting with the whites against the Reds in World War One? And then what about Iran-Contra? Nothing's new under the sun. I mean, you can go back to World War One and find out we were illegally in Russia.
All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Brenda in Arkansas on Eric Holder.
Actually, I do believe Eric Holder is responsible for this. First of all, he lied to Congress. On May 3rd, when he went before Congress, he said he didn't even know about DOJ yet. About the DOJ didn't know anything about Fast and Furious. But it turns out that he did. He actually had to backtrack that and say, oh, wait a minute, there was a report last July. So, and then, additionally, people keep talking about that this program was in the Bush administration. Well, it was, but they notified the Mexican authorities about it, which the DOJ in this case did not do. They actually tracked the guns, which this DOJ did not do, and people were killed. I mean, a lot of Mexican citizens were killed. Brian Terry was killed. And for our Department of Justice to lie to Congress, I mean, that's an impeachable offense right there. I mean, he should have resigned. And I don't think it's about racism. I think it's about the lawlessness of this whole administration. I mean, they go around Congress for immigration. They just think they can do whatever they want. They don't realize there's three branches of the government. And there's absolutely reason to impeach him, not just criticize him in Congress.
All right, so we go around and around with this. 800-510-8255. The essence of all of this seems to me, it's a political season. Going back, doing a little quick research, this all started in 2006, was ramped up in 2009. But is it really about Fast and Furious? Is it really about Eric Holder?
Is it really about Obama, or is it about just a general situation here in our country? And it, maybe it isn't just our country, the whole world. Is oil, has it always been? The gentleman who called a few minutes ago talked about what it was like in World War One. Is that just the human condition, and we're more underscoring it because we have more technology that points the finger, you know, you can get into things a little better, a little more thoroughly? What a confusing mess, huh? 51 after the hour.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, time for us to examine, with a degree of great credibility, some of the legal issues that are before us this week. In our top ten from Talkers, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is the attorney for Talkers, the attorney for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Has a great website, too, by the way. And the side is, well, that's sort of a pun or a play on words, because the website is scamaside.com, scamaside.com, where he teaches you how to avoid the tricks, the scams that are out there, and there are plenty of them. So I'm going to check that website out. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have as the number one item this week, Eric Holder's problem. That's how I describe it. I don't describe it as any of this other stuff. This guy, I mean, not only Fast and Furious, but you lose the Edwards case, you lose the Roger Clemens case. So, I mean, you spend hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money to go after these guys. I mean, is it just incompetence? Is there a lesson here? Why waste your time and money trying to get these guys? I mean, we're trying to, maybe it's turnaround is fair play because now they're trying to get older. Yeah, what for?
Well, you know, you do have, you bring up a couple of cases, and they are unfortunately indicative of where the Justice Department is allocating resources. You know, we all agree that John Edwards is a sleaze. However, you know, frankly, he didn't violate the election laws. The Federal Election Commission didn't say he violated the election laws. The only one that seemed to think he had violated the election laws was the Justice Department. So a prolonged trial with, you know, a great amount of resources was used there.
Am I exaggerating when I say, I mean, I'm sometimes given to hyperbole, but honest and true. How much do you think, as a professional, been in the law field for decades, would it take to mount a case to try to get somebody like Edwards or Clemens?
Well, you know, it wasn't going to happen for Edwards. And with Clemens, you know, at least it was a closer call. But frankly, there was even the question about whether indeed they should have even brought this case.
But I'm talking about how much money it cost the taxpayer, Steve.
Because, you know, what you have, every one of these cases that is brought by the U.S. Attorney's Office, there's a lot put into it. You have to determine that there is a great benefit. And, you know, with Clemens, the case was unfortunately weak in that it primarily depended upon one witness who wasn't a terribly strong witness. But even if they had got him, so what? You know,
you've got.
So that was a bad choice. And then when we get to the ultimate bad choice is when we start talking about the Fast and Furious. Now, certainly this was something that was started during the Bush administration, but it was dramatically increased under Attorney General Holder. And he has been very much less than helpful in his discussions with this. And this is something that Congress does have a legitimate right to inquire into.
You know, he reminds me of some wimpy kid. I've never liked him. I didn't like his body language. There's nothing. And people say, oh, you're a racist. It has nothing to do with that. And stop with this foolish claim of racism that gets thrown up every time you turn around. Just because somebody's black, the guy's an incompetent boob.
Well, he's been an ineffective attorney general, and one who certainly has not led. And frankly, from what I've heard, he has great legal skills himself, but he is not an able administrator.
No.
He's not someone who make these decisions.
The same thing happened, if you want to draw a parallel, Condoleezza Rice, when she was Secretary of State, made an unbelievable mess out of that secretariat. She had no administrative skills. She's a professor. She's a theorist. That's fine. You know, got a good brain, but she couldn't organize a bunch of paper clips.
Yep.
And so the place went into disarray. Same thing is true at the Attorney General's office. It's a mess.
Yeah, and, you know, the one side's going to have to blink. The president is using executive privilege on this, something that he has criticized in the past. You know, it's hard to see where executive privilege really does come through on this. Both sides have got to make some kind of
compromise. So how do you challenge executive privilege? It's been used more and more and more and more. Does Congress have, how do you tell them you can't do this?
Well, you've got to go to the courts. And part of the problem here is the Republicans are asking that a contempt charge be brought against Holder. That would mean that one of Holder's subordinates would have to do it. That's not going to happen.
No, of course.
They should appeal into the court, as was done with President Nixon, and it was turned down, saying that this was not appropriate.
Wow. Lots to think about. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, thank you for helping us clarify that particular issue. One of the big issues, actually, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.